It's the Pulse of New Hampshire. I am J-Dog, and joining me is a true renaissance man, apropos for today's edition of Northeast Delta Dental Radio. He is also an author. He is also a scholar. He is also an advocate. He is also an entrepreneur, a doting grandfather, a loving husband, and a fantastic father, also a skier, and also Eddie Papalski's number one fan and a baseball awards presenter, and also the longest running host. The Pulse of New Hampshire with long curly hair. He is the president and CEO of Northeast Delta Dental and the host of Northeast Delta Dental Radio. He is Tom Raffio.
Jay, you covered everything because I'm going to one last ski day at Sunapee on April 8th, the opening day of the Fisher Cats, April 11th. You covered baseball, doting grandfather. The radio listening audience can't see this, but I'm dressed like an Easter egg today. So I will be the Easter bunny for Easter coming up. And so you covered it all as the doting grandfather. So thank you. And, oh, the advocate. So we had a wonderful launch of the Medicaid series with the mobile dental clinic on Saturday, April 1st. Fantastic. We saw people that literally have never seen a dentist. They're my age and have literally never seen a dentist. So the program is doing wonderfully so far. A lot of work still to do, though. So, we'll using another sports analogy, we're going to continue the full court press for another several months, even though technically the live date is April 1st. And since you mentioned sports, and since we're on the radio, we have a gentleman here today, Jay, that has a good radio voice, not as good as yours, but has managed with me the Capital Area Race Series for many years. Joe's more of a walker than a runner, but great facilitator, great herder of cats, meaning the race directors of the 8 races. Joe, thank you for joining me.
Glad to be here, Tom.
So let's just pause and take a moment because, of course, this series that we're going about to be talking about, the Capital Area Race Series, or CARS for short, began really in 2005, so it sounds unbelievable. It's almost two decades now, and it was co-founded by Tom Walton, who recently tragically, you know, passed away, and Perry Segros, who still coaches at NHTI. So I think we can honor Tom in this show by making sure that this series, you know, continues on, you know, long after you and I are gone as well, because this Tom had his heart and soul in the Capital Area Race Series. So we thank you, Tom. I know out there you'll want this program to continue. So tell us, you're now the chair of the Capital Area Race Series. Tell us how you got involved, what, you know, the origin. I sort of took the wind out of your sail by mentioning that, but tell us what your role is as chair of the Capital Area Race Series.
Well, thank you, Tom. The Capital Area Race Series, is, as you mentioned, has been around for 18 years, since 2005. And it was actually you that got me involved in the Capital Area Race Series. We used to have the meetings.
You mean I volunteered you?
You volunteered me.
That's one advantage of Joe knowing the org chart. But go ahead.
Tom, you volunteered me. And, you know, it took a while to get things settled down. But over the 18 years, we've modified some of the races. Some we've had for all 18 years. But what's nice about the Capital Area Race Series is that it's a series of 8 races. The majority of them are 5K races, 3.1 miles, and they're family races. I've been doing this over the years, so I probably got involved 2006 or somewhere around there that you got me involved. And I've seen this grow into the fact that it's more of a family fun event. We've had families that have been involved with the Capital Area Race Series. We just had our first race this past Saturday. It was the SEA 5K. And what's amazing is the fact that I announce most of the races, and I get a chance to see all the people coming across the finish line. We've got younger and younger runners. I'm talking 5 years old, 6 years old, that are out there doing 3.1 miles with their parents. And they are running. They're registered. They've got their bibs. And it's just amazing to see the camaraderie that we have. We've got right now, we've got 145 people that are registered for the Capital Area Race Series for 2023. And, you know, we have, then you add in the people that are just want to participate in that particular race. So most of our races are up 150 to 175 people on average. Some of them, like the Bill Luty 5-miler, have more because they have alumni and they have more awards for that. And they might get up over 200. But it's a nice group of folks. You develop a lot of friendships because you're seeing them on a regular basis. There's eight races in the series. So from April 1st through August 19th, you've seen the same people over and over again. And it's really great.
Yeah, and you said a mouthful there. It's a combination of camaraderie. Elite runners have their opportunity to compete, you know, pretty robustly for some nice prize money. So it serves a lot of people. It serves slow pokes like me. It serves the runners that really want to go fast and be competitive. And as you point out, there's eight races. When this airs on the Pulse, we would have just completed the second one, which is Friday night, April 21st. So let's talk about the other six races, starting with the Canterbury Shaker Village race coming up in mid-May, and also explain that each one of these races, again, in addition to being population health and running wellness, usually there's a good charity associated with it. So for the SEA race, which you referenced, it's Operation Santa.
That's
for
correct.
The Delta Dental MHCI race, Friday night, April 21st, it's for the Jen Kemp Scholarship. Mm-hmm. Then, of course, the Canterbury Shaker Village upcoming on May 13th. So let's start there and then enumerate through races 3 through 8, including giving folks the website, runcarsnh.com, in terms of how to register.
Well, that's true, Tom. We've got, like I said, eight races. We're about, by the time this is, we will have completed the second race, which is the NHTI Delta Dental 5K, as you mentioned, Jen Kemp Scholarship Fund. That all happens over at NHTI. It's a Friday night race. It's the only Friday night race that we have in the series. It starts at 6 o'clock. It's a double loop course. We just ran that recently when we did a spring ahead race. And it's here again. It's a combination of folks. It's Perry Seagross, who a lot of you know. He participates in races. His wife, Susie, is up at Brady High School. He coordinates this race for NHTI, and we're involved with that. It's a lot of fun because usually it's a nice night out, and folks will stick around. We have a lot of people. What's nice about these races, too, if you're just thinking about getting into racing, is the fact that we've got a lot of folks that stick around, so that if you're a slow runner and you're coming in, or you're a new runner and it takes you a while, I mean, a 5K you can do, you can walk a 5K in an hour or less. But we have folks that stick around and cheer you on. And I've had the thing about the NHTI race is the fact that there was one year I was announcing the race, and we had one of the students who entered the race for the first time, and he was a rather bulky fellow, and he was really struggling coming through the last part of that race. And all his student friends saw him. They went out for the last, I don't know, 1,000 feet or so, where we could catch a glimpse of him, and they ran with him, and we cheered him on, and I got him going in the race, and he had a big smile coming across the finish line. That was a big accomplishment for this guy. And so those are the kind of things that these races develop. That's that camaraderie piece. So the next race after that is the Canterbury Shaker Village 5K. This is up at Canterbury Shaker Village. If you've never been there before, take a ride up, because it's really a beautiful site that's out in Canterbury. It's about 15 to 20 minutes outside of Concord. This is a true cross-country race. You have to watch where you're stepping. In the past, they've got fields out there, and they've had cows. So the cow, we've run in between the cows.
The famous cow story about 10 years ago, the elite runners were running so fast that they scared the cows, and you know, there was a cow stampede. Fortunately, no one was hurt. We continued on with the race. Great fundraiser for the Canterbury Shaker Village, because as you allude to, Joe, that's the best kept secret in New Hampshire. It's literally 20 minutes door to door from Concord. It's beautiful. This winter we had a series of snowshoe races out there, and we basically used the same course, but now running on fields. You do have to be a little careful compared to the courses that we have with the road races. And it's a great fundraiser for Canterbury Shaker Village, but it's just a great way to experience nature. And as you say, that's Saturday, May 13th. Let's pause here for a second. So if I'm listening to this and I'm intrigued, can I go on runcarsnewhampshire.com and register?
You can put runcarsnh.com in your search line, and it'll bring you up to Run Cars NH. Registration is still open until the start of that race. That means that there are six races left, and if you do all six races, you get a great prize. We have, oftentimes it's a jacket, and it will be a jacket again this year, but you qualify for that jacket. All you got to do is participate in six out of the eight races.
And that's another great thing. You're not like some series, you can't miss a race. Well, this one, you can do six out of eight because, of course, during this time period, there are graduations, weddings, mm-hmm. other family responsibilities. So if you do six out of the race, you get that wonderful apparel item, but you can also be competitive. So when we get back after break, because I see Jay, we'll talk more about the rest of the races as well as the racing categories and our sponsor. Jay, I bet you we've intrigued you enough that maybe you'll do the Capital City Classic this June, but we'll talk about that.
Or the I was going to say the Bill Luddy at Memorial Field. That whenever I go walk by there, that place is rocking, Tom.
Unbelievable. You're a Concord High graduate, so there
yeah.
you
go. Yep. We have Joe Casper, Director of Corporate Services, as well as Chair of Capital Area Race Series. That's CARS, of course. RunCarsNH.com is the website for great information there and be able to register. As Joe had mentioned, you still have time to try to get in a race before it's too late. So RunCarsNH.com is the website. When we return, we'll talk more about this and a whole lot more with Northeast Delta Dental Radio here on the Pulse of New Hampshire. We're back. This is the Pulse of New Hampshire. I am J-Dog alongside this week's guest, Joe Casper, of the Director of Corporate Services, as well as the Chair of Capital Area Race Series, RunCarsNH.com, joined by the host of Northeast Delta Dental Radio, and of course, the CEO and President of Northeast Delta Dental. It is Tom Raffio. You guys are having a great conversation about upcoming races, so I will let you continue to run on.
It's like I'm having a conversation on my couch with Joe. For the listening audience benefit, by the way, Joe does more than race announcing and organizing race directors. We call that herding cats because our race directors are wonderful, wonderful, super wonderful people, but not necessarily understand that this has to be like a business model too, but wonderful people. But Joe keeps our facilities here wonderful. If you've used our facilities for other events, you know, whether it's a road race that we host at 2 Delta or used our conference center for other things, you know how pristine Joe keeps it. And Joe is also the chair of the board of the Concord Area Chamber, involved with the Lions Club, Toastmasters, etc. So Joe does more than this, but this show is about the Capital Race Series. So, Joe, before we get into the fourth race, which is the Over the River and Through the Woods race, which was one of Tom Walton's favorite races, why don't you enumerate our sponsors?
Well, Tom, you know, we have sponsors. Our presenting sponsor is, of course, Northeast Delta Dental. We're very active in the community. And we have gold sponsors. Gold sponsors are a $2,500 commitment. And Stitches NH and Runner's Alley are our gold sponsors. And then our silver sponsors, which are our $1,000 sponsors, Agri Pony Automotive Group, Anthem Blue Cross Blue Shield, and Akasa Massage. And I'll put a plug in for Marilyn with Akasa Massage. She not only is one of the runners in the Capillary Race Series, but she also provides complimentary massage both before and after each race. She's already been at two races in the series that have completed, and she'll be at the other one. So you get a chance if something gets a little tight, one of those muscles gets a little tight, you can stretch out on her massage bed and she can work it out of you. So you're still in shape going home.
There you go. I saw her run at the SCA and then doing massages for other people later. So, hey, it works. So let's now move into June 11th, the Over the River and Through the Woods 5K, which, begins and ends at Northeast Delta Dentists. Tell us a little bit about that race.
This race is truly a combination race. It is over the river and through the woods because we started at One Delta Drive, our corporate headquarters in Concord, and we run over the highway, and then we take a sharp left, and there's a footbridge that runs parallel with 93 across the Merrimack River, which brings you over into East Concord, and then you run up a little bit, and then through the Forest Society, they open up the gate, and we run through the woods there. So you're getting that combination of pavement where it's consistent with your running, but then all of a sudden you get into the woods. Now you got to watch out for the roots and the other things that we're running around. We highlight those. We'll have people out there watch, you know, cheering you on and making sure that you're doing okay. And that is going to be, we're changing it up this way. This year it's going to be on a Sunday morning instead of a Saturday. And it's going to be on June 11th. And it's going to be a 9 o'clock race that starts at One Delta Drive.
So, and it was one of Tom Walton's favorite races. Some of the early long sleeve shirts and t-shirts I still see out there. It's a beautiful logo, OTRTW for short, over the river and through the woods. And it's just as described. You're running over the river, you're running into the woods and then out. And it's effectively an out and back. So you see yep. people and it's a lot of fun. All right, so let's move on a little bit further into June. And we have the acclaimed Capital City Classic, which is starting early because it's so hot, 8 o'clock. Mm-hmm. Are there any other changes to that race this year?
This year we've got a change. They've decided to cut the race back from a 10K to a 5K. So this is going to be another 5K race. It starts at 8 in the morning, as you mentioned, because we're getting into the heat of the season and things heat up pretty quickly in the morning. So folks want to get out earlier. This comes right at the end of market days. Market days will end on Saturday. This is a Sunday morning race. We stop right in front of the Capitol, right on North Main Street in Concord. And here again, this is another fun race. If you think about it, Concord sits in a bowl. So you're running up and down hill. So you're getting all that aerobic exercise when you're walking and even running. So you're getting that exercise for that. And that's a fun race here again. It's another early morning race at 8 o'clock.
And we get you done. And since it's only a 5K this year, not 10K, Joe, you don't have to wait for me to finish like you did a couple of years ago. Couldn't wait to get the awards going until I finish. So it's a 5K. All right. So now let's move on to, you already referenced the Bill Luddy 5-miler, Bill, wonderful legend. Coach in Concord, died a couple years ago, and his alumni generally all show up, ranging from you know people my age to a little younger to a little older. And this is a 5-miler, and it also starts at 8 o'clock, because you're right, I've never done a Luddy race that hasn't been hot, so it's good that it starts at 8, right?
You're right. This Bill Luddy, this is our long race in the series. All the other races are 5K. This is a 5-miler. So you got to build up to this. But there's a lot of alumni that run. We've had upwards of 400 people running this race. And it runs around. It starts over on Clinton Street, ends up back on Memorial Field. That's where registration is. It's a great race, a lot of history. And that benefits the programs at Concord High School. So as J Dog mentioned in the beginning, you know, he walks by there, he always sees so many people. So J Dog, I'm going to say you might want to start with a 5K if you're not, I see you walking around town, but here again, you can do a 5-miler and participate in the race.
A lot of people walk that race, so that's fine. And then later on in July, at the end of July, Saturday, July 29th, a 9 a.m. start, the world famous Canterbury Woodchuck Classic. Again, in honor of one of its co-founder, Brian Collins, who raced Boston for close to 3 decades in a row, one of what so-called streaker. He co-founded it and unfortunately recently passed away as well. So that's Saturday, July 29th, the Canterbury Woodchuck Classic. And the way we kind of position this, Joe, as you know, as we call it, this will get you your fastest and slowest split of the year, meaning the first mile is literally downhill, So if you normally do like an 8-minute mile, you'll probably do a 7-minute mile. And then the last mile is totally uphill. So if you normally do an 8-minute mile, you'll do a 9-minute mile. So we call that the fastest and slowest split within the same race. That's called the Canterbury Woodchuck Classic, July 29th. And then why don't you close out the series with the Angels 5K, Joe, and tell us about that. And then I want to talk about one other race, the unrelated to the series, the Delta Dental Mount Washington Road Race.
Sure. The Angels 5K is our last race in the series. That is on Saturday, August 19th. This is going to wrap up the series. It's here again. It's an early race because of the weather. It's at 8:00 in the morning. It's at Merrimack Valley High School, heading out towards Penacook. And they do a great job with this race. This is put on by the Loudoun Lions Club. We have a lot of folks participate. The neat thing about this race is we finish up the series, and at that point, we're giving out $1,500 in prize money. We've got $1,000 if you're in a team and you're a winning team. We've got $1,000 we distribute to the teams. So this is the culmination of all the races.
It's a lot of fun. It's a very moving day, too, because this is a race in honor of people, moms and dads that have lost, you know, children through, you know, tragedies. And it's quite a moving day. And as you say, we also then give out the series awards, the age group awards and other categories like Clydesdales, that's runners who are over a certain weight for men, and fillies, women runners who are over a certain weight. All of that are mailed out, but we do honor the top finishers as well as the teams. But it's quite a compelling day because of the charity involved. And then a little known fact, Joe, too, is when I actually could run as opposed to jog, this is the one race that I was the first overall male finisher. You can look it up about 12 years ago. No one would believe that, but it's true. So let's move on now. That's the series. Again, runcarsnh.com. Hope to see people at Canterbury Shaker Village on May 13th or June 11th at the Over the River. And it's a really good economic buy, too, because when you register, the fee is prorated, and it's well worth registering for the entire series, because if you do six of them, you're going to get a beautiful jacket. So the Mount Washington Road Race, that which we have sponsored for many years, the Delta Dental Mount Washington Road Race, is June 17th, Father's Day weekend. That's a Saturday. Your perspective on it, you're at the top, you hold the finish line banner.
I do.
It's quite a unique race. For many of us, like me, I've done it 10 times. It turns into a fast hike. For others, like the world champion Joseph Gray, one of only a handful of people have ever done it under an hour.
Yep.
It's very competitive. But I see Jay. So in 30 seconds, just kind of capture the aura of that race.
This is a wonderful race. There's over 1,300 people that are in the race. These are a lot of elite runners, but there's also regular runners. The thing is you have to practice, because it's a 12% grade going uphill for about 7 miles. And then that last little bit is 22%. So you're really up. Some people crawl up that piece.
Yeah. Well, I'm one of them. I bear crawl that last 22%. And those of you that have ever driven up the auto road, that's what you're running up.
Yeah.
No give to it. 7.6 miles. Your time is about the same as what you would do for a half marathon, to give you an idea. So it's exciting. And then as an aside, it raises money for the Cowas County Family Health Services Dental Clinic. So we do have that oral health connection. Mm-hmm. And on this day, we'll be rolling out my new book, Stories from the Starting Line, which is about 50 runners who I've competed with, famous people like Joe Gray and others. So that'll be coming out on June 17th. Thank you, Joe, for leading the Capillier Race Series. And again, Jay, it's runcarsnh.com.
That's right. That's the website, runcarsnh.com. Joe Casper, Director of Corporate Services, as well as the Chair of Capital Area Race Series, and announcer as well during the races. And look for that, as always. And thanks to Joe, as well as Tom Raffio, President and CEO of Northeast Delta Dental and the host of Northeast Delta Dental Radio. We'll be back with another edition of Northeast Delta Dental Radio here on the Pulse of New Hampshire.